Sweet Caress, William Boyd. It was the day after my 38th birthday, 8th March. The doorbell rang at the street entrance of 12 Bis Rue Monsieur, and Coruscant went down to see who it was. She returned in some perplexity. "It's a man, Miss Amory." She called me Miss Amory, even though I begged her repeatedly to drop the miss. "Well, show him in. He has flowers." "He's delivering flowers from a florist.
I don't think so,"
I smiled to myself. Charbonneau was home, playing one of his tricks, surprising me. "I'll get it," I said, and left our little apartment and went down to the lobby by the street door. Sholto Farr stood there with a posy of primroses in his hand. How can you describe these physical sensations, these instinctive body-wide manifestations of your mental state without sounding like some sentimental fool? When I first saw him in that split second, he was wearing a dark pinstriped suit and a camel overcoat. I felt my lungs empty, sucked dry as if by some sort of vacuum pump. I was in a form of shock, I realised. Then I felt heat. All in a further split second, my belly warmed, my ears glowed. Then I lost power over my limbs. My knees seemed unable to support the weight of my body. I felt a tremor pass through my shoulders and run down my arms. And then all these symptoms disappeared in another split second and I became entirely calm. Ice lady. Calm with absolute certainty. "Hello, hello," I said breezily. "What a lovely surprise. How did you track me down?"